Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So delighted that you have decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, I want to thank Chris Bogenreef of NAI United for continuing to sponsor Grow Siouxland. Folks, you're going to hear more and more from Christy McManamy. She's taking over the airwaves as the host of both Grow Siouxland and Positively Siouxland. It's been my pleasure to bring you this program for somewhere around the last 15 or 20 years. I want to thank Chris Bogenreef for also giving me that opportunity back in the day. And folks, I'm sincerely proud and pleased to be signing off with my friend Dave Bernstein. Dave, of course, the co-founder, along with his dear friend Adam Figus, of Saturday in the Park. Dave, welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris. And before we start, I'd love to just, you know, on behalf of all the guests that have been on the show over the last 20 or 30 years or however long you've been doing it, we'd like to thank you. You know, you've done a wonderful job. We all pitched in and bought you this trophy that I'm going to hand you on the radio. Unfortunately, people can't see it. It's
fantastic.
It's not gold plated, Chris. It is solid gold. It weighs 17 pounds. We'll help you carry it home later, but I want you to, you know, on behalf of all your guests and Chris Bogenreef, if he's paying for half of it,
your generosity yes, never ceases
we'll
to amaze
me. We'll
help
you get it into your house. We have a two wheeler in the car, and thank you. And we hope you remember this.
And I will, and it's remarkable.
Until you take it to the pawn shop and see if it's real gold.
I can't believe how much it looks like the trophy we got you for being admitted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame later this year.
It's uncannily similar.
Yes, they're just nearly identical.
Yes, very weird.
So we're excited to have Dave Bernstein with us. Dave, who's involved with many, many philanthropic pursuits in our community, and he goes back to founding Saturday in the Park with, as I said a moment ago, his friend Adam Figus. He's also instrumental in the renovation of the Orpheum Theater, along with his dear friend Irving Jensen Jr., who, of course, is no longer with us. The two of them spearheaded that renovation, which is going to celebrate, remarkably, its 25th anniversary of reopening, going back to September of 2011, later this year. Dave, of course, also instrumental in the decision in bringing a land-based casino from the riverfront and helping the community through that challenging selection process. But, Dave, we're going to talk extensively about Saturday in the Park today. Before we get there, you're a local kid who grew up right here in Sioux City. Tell us about where you went to grade school.
I went to grade school at M.G. Clark, and my very first teacher was Donna Dwyer, a truly wonderful...
A legend.
She stopped me from eating paste after the first 20 times, taught me how to read, I believe. I met some good friends that were friends of mine for life there. That was the first place I went to school. Then I went to Hoover. Then I went to North. And
North High, class of 84?
Class of 84. Yeah, I was the first class to go to North where they had ninth graders go to North.
Yeah, interesting. Somewhat Orwellian, 1984,
yeah,
huh?
It was, yeah, just like that movie. It was weird how they came up with that.
I read the book. I didn't see the movie.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. So I was, So I went to North. I was part of the ninth grade North High Blue basketball team. Larry Mason was our coach. And my claim to fame is I actually took a shot at the wrong basket, at our basket, or at the other team. You know, I almost scored 2 points. Luckily, I wasn't that good, so I didn't score 2 points for them, but it could have happened.
Fortunately, it did not go in. How did you spend your time in high school? What kind of things were you interested
in? Well, funny you ask, Chris. I actually did play basketball in ninth grade, and I did run track a little bit. I ran high hurdles. I was very mediocre at that. And then I actually started DJing dances. I had done a little bit of DJing before. So when I was a junior, maybe a sophomore, I DJed a dance for maybe the football team or the cheerleaders as a fundraiser, and ultimately built that into a thriving enterprise where we were actually doing dances every other week. We'd get paid $200. We would spend $100 on albums. I had a crew, of course, like all good DJs and four other people.
I thought we called that a posse.
I had a posse at the time, and we would buy beer with part of the $200. And
only after you were of drinking age, I'm sure.
Sure, and it was great. And we did dances. We did as many dances. I mean, we were telling people no all the time. I mean, it was every groove because we packed out the dances, and it was great. And actually, we did a dance at West, and I think we did a dance at East.
With lights, they brought us in the whole nine yards.
Built a light rig. It was highly dangerous. I'm sure it was made out of wood with some colored floodlights that we got at the hardware store. And I took some switches that were left over from my folks' house and wired this thing up in a box, a wood box. It couldn't have been safe, but we could, you know, flip the switches and do the lights, and then everything was on tape and turntable. And I was good at like manually splicing together tape. So I remember like Duran Duran's The Reflex was a big song at the time, and I spliced together like a 20-minute version of The Reflex so that we could go out and have a, you know, if our throats got parched, we could have a quick drink refreshment to, and then come back in while that was playing. So
and set it to lights, I'm sure.
Yeah, we talked to folks at North. They let us do a couple dances down on the tennis courts. We needed to get outside. So it, in some ways, it maybe was a precursor to Saturday in the Park in some weird ways. Going way back, I did the Jim Henry muscular dystrophy telethon, the Jerry Lewis thing.
I remember it well.
I did some of the carnivals as a little kid,
sure,
at our house where we had games in the back and sell tickets. And then I'd take all the money and put it in the fishbowl down in front of KCAU.
And what did you get for that?
A Texas donut. And
we got a little certificate for a malt at the Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Oh, and you got something from Dairy Queen, and you got a Texas donut from Mr. Donut.
There you go.
You know, that probably today was the size of most donuts, but back then seemed like it was the size of your head. So, I mean, that was a huge win.
Collecting for Jerry Lewis's telethon.
Jerry Lewis telethon.
I think it was Labor Day weekend, wasn't it?
It was Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. You're listening to Gros Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Mr. Dave Bernstein. Dave's an executive with State Steel, also very involved with lots of philanthropic pursuits throughout our Siouxland Tri-State community. Today, we're joined by Dave to talk about Saturday in the Park. 1 week from today, folks, Saturday in the Park at Grandview Park on the north side of Sioux City. We'll be celebrating the 250th birthday of the United States of America. And Dave, I know you put a little extra effort into this because we are celebrating America's birthday.
That is true. We, you know, wanted to, through discussions with you and some others, do something relating to, you know, this nation's 250th anniversary for sure. And along with fireworks and having a great, you know, lineup of artists, Joe Bonamassa, the great blues artist, and certainly blues being a quintessential art form of the U.S., primarily, you know, Marcus King Band as well. Country blues guy, Evan Honer, country folk blues guy, rock. We felt like along with fireworks, we wanted to do something more. So in working with you and LG Evers, who's celebrating their 150th anniversary, we're presenting Sioux City's first drone show up at the park. And that should be really cool. Anxious to see it. I was up there the other week to see them establish what they call the show box, which is the boundaries of the drone show, and it's a very large footprint, so to speak. I mean, not with feet, but up in the sky there above the water tower, right where we shoot the fireworks as well. So it'll be a combination of fireworks and drone. It's going to be really neat. It's going to be a great way to end the evening. It'll be patriotic in theme for sure, but of course we'll have some, you know, working on the soundtrack and everything. It'll be a, you know, musically intriguing, patriotic soundtrack.
Yeah, and you know, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, of course, longtime sponsor of the fireworks at the end of Saturday in the Park, and, you know, we have great partners for that, and I'll let you talk about the people who shoot off those fireworks and the great job that they do, but it's always very, very fast. The drone show is something different.
The drone show will be about 10 minutes long, and we'll probably expand the fireworks a little bit as well. And Don Lannis really, you know, and his crew oversee that fireworks thing.
And they've done it for years.
Quite
they
a few
do a
years.
Great job.
Yeah, I know this is usually the time you go to Sam's Club and buy the jumbo packs of lighters to light all the fireworks because there's a lot of them. You need a lot of lighters. You can't take that for granted. You can't show up with one lighter and it's half empty, you know. So
You got to have more than one punk, as they say.
Punks, yeah. But the punks don't work. I mean, let's face it. Like, the punks are a dicey situation. So, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be really cool. Great combination of the two. The drone guys, Fantasy Drones out of Norfolk, really professional.
Yeah, they're nationwide. I mean, folks, don't let the fact that they're just down the road in Norfolk, Nebraska, deceive you. Yep. This is a national first rate, extraordinary, high caliber drone production company.
Absolutely. I mean, they've got one of, you know, this is one of four shows they're doing that day. As you can imagine, the USA 250 July 4th is like the mother load for fireworks and drone shows. So, you know, we're lucky to have someone that'll do it and somebody that's this close. I mean, when I called Don with Fantasy, I mean, he drove over like that afternoon and we met up at the park and they've been up there a couple times since. It's nice that they're, you know, less than an hour away.
It's a perfect end to a great day. I want to join you in thanking Rob Everest and his team at LG Everest celebrating their 150th birthday this year. And they're sponsoring the drone show at the end of Saturday in the park, celebrating America's 250th birthday. We're visiting on Gros Sous Land with Dave Bernstein, the co-founder, along with his dear friend Adam Figes, of Saturday in the Park. It's 1 week from today. We'll be back with Dave after a short commercial break.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Craighead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative for what we believe is likely the final time. Maybe I'll pinch hit if there's a real need at some point in the future. But delighted to have been the host of Grow Siouxland for somewhere between 18 and 20 years now. And very, very pleased that ending this run with Dave Bernstein, longtime friend and someone whom has done so much for our community, whether you go back to the founding of Saturday in the Park or you look at the renovation of the Orpheum Theater, the effort to make sure that we got the right land-based casino partner. Dave's had his fingerprints all over that and lots of other things. He's serving on the board of directors of the State Economic Development Authority and just been involved in every aspect of improving and enhancing our community. Today, the first thing that Dave really did to launch his service and giving back to our Siouxland community was Saturday in the Park. What year is this, Dave? 34, 35?
36.
36 with one COVID year, right?
One COVID year. We skipped a year, but then we did two nights the year. In 2021, we did two nights.
So we know it's 1 week from today. We're celebrating the 250th birthday of the United States of America. It's the semi-quincentennial. Say that three times fast.
Yeah, right.
And the bicentennial back in 76 was a lot easier for us. But you got a stellar lineup. Tell us about who's coming.
Yeah, so we've got headlining this year is Joe Bonamassa. Of course, presented, you know, the whole festival presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And Joe, welcomed by the city of Sioux City, who's really a generous sponsor for us as well. Supporter, I should say. Marcus King Band coming in as well. Joe's was like a child prodigy of the blues, and Joe is actually a pretty big Tommy Bolin fan. So there's some interesting connections, including I think he's the owner and plays the guitar that Tommy Bolin generally played live when he was touring when he was alive. So that's pretty cool as far as Sioux City
goes. It's a great tie to Sioux City.
Great tie. Marcus King supported a number of big country tours, really ripping. Guitar player Evan Honer is an awesome up-and-coming, I'm going to say country folk rock guy. Great music. He's known for the song Jersey Giant, which became a very huge hit online. Really, really great, great situation there. Bon Bon Vivant, really cool group from female-led group from New Orleans. Joanna Connor, who's a blues legend staple from Chicago, who's played the fest before, and then we open up at noon with Phil Clay's doing the national anthem, And over on the Abe stage, we've got Tech Nine. That stage is sponsored by Reed and Short Staff, and Avis Rental Cars has been a sponsor over there for forever. You know, we appreciate that as well. That stage has really turned out to be great. Also, Bud and Mary's sponsor of that one as well. So, great thing.
So, as always, there will be bus transportation from the Tyson Event Center.
Correct. Yep.
And so, folks, there's going to be a lot of cars up there, and you can always park your car at the Tyson Event Center, take a shuttle bus for $2?
Less than $2.
So it's a great deal. Drop you off right at the park.
It's the best deal.
Be reminded, no pets, no coolers. We want to support the vendors who are present because they support Saturday in the Park, which has emerged as one of the very best blues festivals in the upper Midwest. And unlike so many others, it remains free as it has been for nearly 40 years.
Yeah. And we don't like to call it a blues fest. We called it a blues fest the first year, and then we were corrected because it wasn't really purely blues, so we said it's a music fest.
Yes, it is
so
a music fest.
It remains
fest.
A music fest.
But this year, what is it? It's blues.
It's pretty bluesy.
And one, and
I mean,
one
Joe Bonamassa's a blues.
Yeah, you don't get any...
That's the blues. Joanna Connor's a blues.
You don't get bigger than that. But over the years, Dave, you've had so many great acts. Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, Bonnie Raitt, Carlos Santana, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, the Neville Brothers. I mean, the list goes on and on. Is it fun or is it stressful to line up the entertainment?
Well, right now it's stressful, but it can be fun. It's great. It's addictive, you know, in a weird kind of way. Maybe not always the healthiest. When you do land someone big, it's a great rush. You feel really good about it. I mean, I joke around with people that if we land a big headliner, it's, you know, and sometimes you do that earlier, you're feeling good about that for a while, right? You announce it, you get a lot of good affirmation and everything. You're the hero for 6 weeks, you know, and then you go back to, you know, who's it going to be? Why are they announcing it so late? This thing sucks. Whoever, like last year, whoever the people are that booked this thing are idiots, you know, whatever, they're out of touch, blah, 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 you know. Some years you announce it.
Last year was awesome. Teddy Swims
still,
was great.
You know, people complain about it. You can't read the comments online, right?
No, that's right.
You can't read it.
I think that's fair.
Because there are people. We have been trolled this year over AI. And I appreciate the critiques of AI that industry needs to work on to improve. But we're running a music fest, and if someone doing a post on our end, you know, uses AI, I mean, not desirable. Certainly there's folks that could draw stuff up or different ways of doing it, but man, don't lose the forest through the trees. I mean, when we're looking for volunteers, it's because we're looking for volunteers, not because we're trying to like destroy the planet. So, you know, those things are sometimes miscalcs or just, you know, just not intentional.
Couple of observations on my part as someone who's been going to this.
So I laugh about reading the comments.
For a long, long time. Ignore the comments on social media. The negativity is irrelevant. Teddy Swims was a home run last
sure.
year.
Huge, huge name.
A few years before that, I know you were struggling to find a headliner, and Flo Rida emerged, and what an outstanding performer.
Yep, that was great.
I mean, people just absolutely love that. But
right before COVID.
I do want to also recognize all the volunteers who are affiliated with this because it's an enormous amount of work. And I always notice that on Sunday morning after Saturday in the park, that park is nearly spick and span at sunrise as people are on their way off to their Sunday activities, whether that's church or brunch or a family get together. Just a tremendous job by your group of volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, we have the municipal band the night after Saturday in the park, and we make sure that we want to leave that park, you know, in excellent shape for the municipal band. I mean, they've been there longer than we have, and so that's important to us. And it's a good goal too, because that could drag out for days if we didn't have that timeline. So we get most of our stuff out. We do have some teardown that takes place after the municipal band's concert on Monday and Tuesday. But it comes out quick. We have an amazing crew of folks that get the place cleaned up that night, that get the place, you know, torn down and clean the next day. Lots of volunteer groups that we make donations to. We have a great committee of volunteers. It's primarily volunteer driven, and it's that's probably the hardest and most rewarding part, is kind of keeping that together year after year.
Well, and they do a tremendous job, and I would be remiss if we didn't take a moment and thank the sponsor, starting with the Hard Rock as the presenting sponsor. There are so many who have been with you for so long, and their generosity makes this possible.
For sure. I mean, we've got some great sponsors. The Hard Rock, City of Sioux City as well, both in terms of, you know, kind of moral support, helping us out with stuff, and also financial. The Gilchrist Foundation has been a very big supporter of us for many, many years at this point. Going back even maybe before Aretha Franklin, but that was a big driver for them to get involved, which we really appreciated. Many, many others, the Chamber, of course, and LG Everest this year as well with the drone show, and just a multitude of folks. I mean, they're, you know, it's all out there on our scrims at the festival and the Blue City Journal, which is on the street. You know, on the website, you can see who supports us. And the truth is, they're the ones paying for a free day of top music, you know, and it doesn't happen without the sponsors. It definitely doesn't happen without the volunteers. It also doesn't happen if people don't buy, you know, food and beverages up at the park. So we need all of those revenue streams to make it all work out.
And we want so many of those vendors to have just an outstanding day, because while many of them are making a buck, there's an awful lot of them that are selling ice cream or soda pop or water or beer as a charitable endeavor.
Sure, there's a certain amount of that. And there's also, you know, they're serving a very valuable need for a crowd that might be up there for 5, 6, 7 hours. I mean, you got to eat, right? And you want to enjoy yourself. So we appreciate the variety of the food vendors, the quality of the food vendors. We love to have an array of good food and drink up there.
So 1 week from today, Saturday in the park, Sioux City, Iowa, Grandview Park at the Bandshell. I want to also talk about the Abe stage in the final moments that we have together. Tell us about why that's become so successful so quickly.
You know, I think in part it's always been successful, but even with the move to the other side of the park and everything, there's just a, you know, different demo, primarily younger, that enjoys over at the Abe maybe what we were doing in the early years of the main stage. And so we're glad to be able to have, you know, to present both and do it. It's almost like a second festival.
Well, Dave, thanks for all you've done. We wish you great weather and much success 1 week from today. Saturday in the Park kicks off at noon, and it wraps up with fireworks brought to you by the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and celebrating their 150th birthday, LG Everest, bringing you a 9 or 10 minute drone show. We hope you enjoy it. We look forward to celebrating our 150th birthday for LG Everest. More importantly, a 250th birthday for the United States of America. Dave, thanks for all you do. And
thank you, Chris, for all your years of service.
Thank you, Dave. We'll see you on Saturday. Make it a great weekend, folks.